Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on with confidence and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is so worthy to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you. Top, 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 top. Amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. And we thank God for this platform where we can come and lift his name higher, higher, and higher. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. With Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made. And truly, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. It is a pleasure for us to meet here on this platform. We're here all during the week also. Amen. We are on several platforms, a Blog Talk Radio, all the social media platforms. Amen. Just spreading the good news. Isn't it wonderful that in the days and times that we're living in, there's some good news? All news is not bad news. All news is not fake news, but there is some good news. Amen. And we come bearing good news. Amen. So we're happy about it, and we pray that you are too. The last time we were with you, amen, we started a three-part series. We said three parts. It may end up being more than that. We never know. And we based our message actually on the movie of Creed with Michael Jordan. And the reason that we chose that particular movie is because there's so many life principles in that movie. We encourage you to go take a look. Amen. Creed 3. Well, you have to make sure that you see Creed 1 and 2 and Creed 2 and able to, so you can be caught up when you watch Creed 3. And no, I am not being paid to endorse the movie, but I am called by God to endorse his word. And the word, the movie ties right in to so many biblical principles. And we want to encourage you, amen, today, amen. And so we've entitled our series, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, to Rumble, to Rumble, to Rumble, part number two. Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen. So, beloved, amen, as we move forward, amen, in the movie of Creed with Michael Jordan playing part of Adonis Creed was his name, and he had taken on a heavyweight champion, you know, in the boxing ring. And I know boxing is one of my favorite sports. I know a lot of you like basketball, football, and soccer, whatever. Everybody has their own favorite. Amen. And boxing happens to be one of mine. Okay. But in that first fight, he lost. As the story goes, if he only had another 10 seconds, it could have been a whole different turnabout. And sometimes we're in situations, beloved, when we don't have another 10 seconds. We don't have another 10 seconds in that situation. We don't have another 10 seconds in that conversation. We don't have another 10 seconds of engagement. And so because of that, okay, that he was still the heavyweight champion, because what happened is his opponent was disqualified. Okay, so you know what I mean? He was like the winner, but he wasn't the winner. And so he really wanted to prove his point. And so we see here when we pick up in Creed number 2 that Adonis had the courage to get back in the ring with the man who nearly ended his career. He had the guts. He had the balls. I mean, he manned up. He said, I can do this. You almost took me out, but you didn't take me out. You almost won, amen, but you had to cheat to try to win. You were disqualified. He said, I am the champ. And yeah, I almost died, okay? I almost, but I didn't die, see? And not only did I not die, he said, I will not die, but I will live. Come on, somebody. Can I hear the church say, I will live and I will declare the works of the Lord? And so this was his mindset. And so he was preparing for the second go round. He was preparing to fight the champion. His name happened to be Victor Drago for the second time. See, here we go around in circles. Here we go around for the second time. See, now Drago was hungry. He was hungry to be the champ. He was hungry. His opponent was hungry. Amen. The champ was hungry. The opponent was hungry. Everybody was hungry. See, and matter of fact, Creed was the most unlikely but he remained to be the champ. Unlikely, because he came up, you know, through situations. He came up, you know, out of detention centers and boarding homes. You know, he came up, see? He started out a little rough. And so he was the most unlikely to succeed. And sometimes when people, amen, they want to judge you based on your history. They want to judge you based on where you passed and where you came from, see? And sometimes people look at you and say that you're the most unlikely to succeed. You don't have the education. You don't have the skin color. You don't have the gender. You don't have the bank account. You don't have the credit report. You ain't got nothing too much going for you. Amen. All you have is a dream, huh? And so people will disqualify you and classify you as the most unlikely to succeed. See, but I want you to know, amen, today, amen, if you got a dream, that's enough. And we see that as we go on. So Rocky had to remind Adonis. He said, look here. He said, man, he said, they're going to remember how you got beat up. They gonna remember, man, you was in the ICU, amen, for weeks, man. You almost left here. You almost, hey, heaven was, you was going to heaven on an expedited flight. And people are gonna always remember how bad you got beat up. People are gonna always remember your failures. They're gonna remember your faults. They're gonna remember where you fell. They're gonna remember where you come short. Oh, people don't wanna forget. They wanna throw that up in your face and want you to remember when back then. See, but I want you to know that the God that you serve is a God of back then. He's a God of right now, and he's a God of tomorrow. I want you to know that he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. If any man, any one man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so what happened is after Adonis had sort of went down on the down low, he came out in a level of defeat the first time around. He was a little distant. He was a little disconnected. Sometimes shame and failure will take us there. We don't want to be in the mix. We don't want to be with family and friends. You know, we don't want to socialize. We want to go somewhere and seclude ourselves because we fail. We want to go somewhere and seclude ourselves because of failure. And this is where he went, but it was just for a moment. It was just for a moment. I recall that Moses did the same thing. I recall that Elijah did the same thing. I recall, amen, that even Peter did the same thing. And sometimes in our natural tendencies, we want to, you know, be a recluse, you know, for a season, hopefully. Some people, amen, die in that situation, see? But Adonis realized that he was in a place that only he could get himself through. He realized his wife couldn't help him. He realized his mama couldn't help him. He realized that Rocky couldn't help him. His coach couldn't help him. He realized that if this is to be, it's up to me. He knew that he had to participate in his own rescue. See? And if this is going to be done, I got to do it. Glory be to God. And so this is where he was building up his faith, building up his confidence, building up. Beloved, sometimes we're in a situation, glory be to God, that God allowed us to get into so we can realize that we are all that. We can realize that we are more than a conqueror, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. See? And he will allow us to be placed in a situation where we can realize that when we are weak, we are strong. See, and because with man, it might be impossible, but not with God, because with God, all things are possible. And so, you know, he went through his natural stuff. Look, we're all human. Okay, we're all flesh and blood. We all eat the same, poop the same, sleep the same. Glory be to God, regardless if you're male, female, black or white, rich or poor. Okay, we are all humans. We are spiritual beings. We possess a soul and we live in a body. See, and God has given us all unique gifts and talents. Glory be to God. And we are all special in his sight. And so he became a little afraid of his expectations because really deep down inside, he didn't know how he lost. See, sometimes we're in situations, amen, and we just knew that we was going to win. We knew we was going to get over. We knew it. We said, this is the day. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the event. Glory be to God. And he lost. He said, I don't know how it happened. I don't know how I got here. Where did I go wrong? See? But the good news that the flip side is even though he lost, he was still standing. I believe that the word of God tells us, and somebody sings it and is still collecting royalties for it. I think it's Donnie McClurkin. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Ha! Oh, glory be to God. Stand, glory be to God. Sometimes you're a little swinging to the left and swinging to the right. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're almost level to the ground. Glory be to God. But after you've done all you can, you just stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God says, be still and know that I am a very present help in the time of trouble. And so here Rocky was coaching him. He said, look, man, I'm going to tell you why you lost. Anybody got a good friend in the house? To gain a friend, you got to make yourself friendly. The reason you don't have no friends is because you haven't been friendly. If you want a friend, you got to be a friend. And I'm telling you something, it's nothing like a good friend. You don't need a whole lot of friends. If you can get about 2-3 friends in your life, let me tell you something, you're living the life. You're living the dream, okay? And so he said, let me tell you right now why you lost. Because, see, a friend will be honest with you. A friend will be brutally honest with you. See, they're not just going to say things to make you laugh, things to make you tickle. They're going to tell you the truth. See, and now you got to digest it. That's what a friend will do. He said, let me tell you why you lost. He said, because your mind wasn't right. See, your mindset wasn't right. See, the win, you got to think like a winner. The win, you got to talk like a winner. The win, you got to pray like a winner. Come on, somebody. The win, you got to walk like a winner. And the win, you got to fight like a winner. He said, your mind wasn't right. You was not on one accord with yourself. Glory, you was not in sync with yourself. Glory be to God. Huh?
Glory be to God, beloved. We are told to be in agreement with ourselves when your heart, your mind, your voice, everything says yes. You not divided within yourself. Everything about you, internally, externally, and otherwise, says yes. Ah, come on, somebody. He said, let me see. He said, and not only that, he said, your natural style didn't work with a God that big. See, your natural style. Beloved, I come to tell you, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we are supernatural beings. We are natural beings having a supernatural experience. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but it's Christ that lives within us. Your natural style. The Bible says the battle is not yours. You're trying to do this thing on your own, glory be to God, hallelujah. You're not able to come up against the forces of darkness. We are wrestling against principalities and powers, amen, spiritual ranks and high places. You are no competition. Satan has more experience than you. He's been around longer than you. Glory be to God. He knows the ins and outs. He knows all the tricks. He knows all the games. But in your natural flesh, you can't do this. He said, that's why you're lost. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. If you live in the spirit, then let us walk in the spirit. Glory be to God. He said, you won't be good to anybody, see, if you didn't do what you love. See, and that's why he kept coming back. He kept coming back because he knew he was called to it. Some of you, amen, keep coming back to situations. You don't know why you keep coming back to situations. You keep coming back to people. You don't know why you keep coming back. That's because you're called to them. It's part of your destiny. It was the reason in which you was born in the first place, before the foundation of the world. And so what Adonis wanted to do, he wanted to rebuild his legacy. He said, let me work on it, because he said, if it's to be, it's up to me. Glory be to God. And he had to be reminded of what he was fighting for. Beloved, you got to know what you're fighting for. You got to know what you're living for. If a man has nothing to die for, a man has nothing to live for. What's the purpose you're getting up every morning? What's the old rigmarole? What's up? Why are you inhaling and exhaling? Why are you here in the first place? God could have saved you and took you straight to heaven. Glory be to God. Why are you here? See? You got to know what you're fighting for, because the violence, amen, take it by force. And so he began his rigid, amen, regimen. Glory be to God. He was practicing. He was taken out to the desert. He was taken out into a dry place that he might train. It remind me, beloved, amen, when the Bible says that Jesus, amen, was taken out, amen, to a dry place. Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to take on the devil. And the devil's turf. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, his training, amen, was tough. It was gruel. Amen. The Bible tells us Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. You don't think that's tough? You think that's gruel? Oh, baby, let me tell you something. You got to put something in this thing. You got to put a little effort in it. You got to act like you want it. And you just can't be nonchalant. Glory be to God. We are told to fight the good fight of faith. And so if we're going to fight, let me tell you, a boxer just doesn't, you know, jump into the ring. No training. You know what I mean? Just woke up one morning and say, you know what? I don't want to work at a FedEx no more. I want to be a boxer. Put me in the ring with the heavyweight. No training. Playing basketball, football, soccer, whatever. No training. Oh, come on. They don't wait before the night before the game to train. They was training all year long, building up muscles. Hey, come on, pumping it. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 says this. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. See? Preparation. Glory be to God. Building spiritual muscles. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible speaks about our light affliction, which gains a much more eternal weight of glory. Let me tell you, when I go to the gym, and I don't go as often as I'm going to be gone, I tell you that. Oh, I'm about to pick up some speed at the gym, okay? But look, sweating like a hound dog, okay? Nobody likes working out for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour. Okay, it could be a little gruel, but let me tell you something. When that exercising is over after a couple of weeks, couple of months, boy, I tell you, everybody going to know you've been there. Everybody going to know you've been there. Huh? So we see here in our scripture, beloved, amen, where we have to set goals. We have to set winning goals. We're not running just to be running. Amen. We're running to win. We're not fighting a spiritual fight just to be fighting. We're fighting to win. Glory be to God. You're not living just to be living. You're living to experience an abundant life that Jesus came to give. He said, I came that ye may have life, and that which more is more abundantly. But yet and still, the opponent is dangerous. Satan doesn't play fair. He does not play fair at all. You better believe he don't like you. He don't like your mama, your daddy, your children. He don't like nothing about you. Glory be. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so Rocky wanted Adonis to know. He said, look, your opponent is dangerous now. This ain't no joke. He's dangerous. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. He's unorthodox. And to boot, he has nothing to lose. See, when you get into a fight, amen, with nothing to lose, guess what? You ain't got nothing to lose. You ain't got nothing to lose. See, that's your ammunition to win. And so he reminded him, he said, okay, now, you're going back in this a second time. You're going around again. All right, the first time you got knocked out, you're going to give, you got a little courage because the righteous are as bold as a lion. He said, but you know it's going to be a war before you get in. You know it's going to be a war. Now, who's going to win? Because you're tough and he's tough. You're dangerous and he's dangerous. Who's going to win? And he said, let me tell you who's going to win. Whoever wants it the most is going to win. Whoever has the most heart is going to win. See? Beloved, you got to want to win in life. You got to want to succeed. You got to want to do. You got to want it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God will grant you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in him, but you got the warning. He who hunger and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. You got to be hungry. He said, that's the person that's going to win, whoever wants it the most. He said, but I tell you what to do when you step into this ring. Thank God for coaches. Amen. Beloved, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I done preached up some heat right now. Glory be to God. Huh? It's not difficult for me to preach up some heat. Why? Because let me tell you something. The word is the fire. It's like fire shut up in our bones. The word of God is the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. He says, I want you to do it. I want you to turn off your head and let your heart do the talking. Beloved, let me tell you, that's a rhema word for somebody today. You turn off your head and let your heart do the talking. What is your heart saying? Lord, make me a Christian in my heart. What is your heart saying? Glory be to God. God said, these people over here, they confess me with their mouth, amen, but in their hearts, they don't know me. In other words, they're confessing, but they're not possessing. Glory be to God. God wants to be in the center of our hearts. Why? Because man judges the outward appearance, but God knows the hearts. See, he knows what's in there. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but let me tell you something. You cannot fool God none of the time. Hallelujah. And he said, you already know what to do. You already know what to do. So do it. Then the Bible tells us he wants us to be a hearer and a doer of the word. See, it's so good to hear because faith cometh by hearing. See, but you got to be a doer. You just can't just hear. You got to just go to school, amen, go sit in class, sit under the word and just hear. You got to practice. That's why they call you a doctor, a practicing physician. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah, you got it. Amen. He said, now, if you want to give pain, because you want to give your opponent some pain, you got to be able to take some. So you got to be able to take what you're giving out. Oh, my God, Suki Suki. Hallelujah. You can take the pain, but you can take the pain. Why? Because you are dangerous. You are dangerous. You are dangerous. It got to the point, Cree said, yeah, yeah, you right. I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. Let me tell you something. Your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. You got to say it even though so you don't believe it. You got to say it if it sounds foreign to you. You got to say it. The words got to come out of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. You got to open your mouth and say, yes, I'm dangerous. Yes, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, I can do this. Ah, my God, my God. And he said something, amen, that I've been sharing all week long, all week long, all week long, and you need to know it. If you want to change some things in a big way, then you got to make some big changes. I'm going to say it again because somebody needs to hear this. If you want to change some things in a big way, then you got to make some big changes. And change is not change until it's changed. And this is why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So here he's coaching him and coaching him and coaching him up. Amen. Glory be to God. And helping him to build up that mental stamina. Amen. That winning attitude. Because winning is an attitude. He said, look here. He said, Rocky told him, look, when it looks like it's over, see, don't stop. He said, keep on contending. Contend. Contend for the faith. Contend. Defend your title. You are the heavyweight champion of the world. It's your time. It's your season. I want to stop here this moment and tell somebody that this is your time. This is your season. Glory be to God. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Everything that you have been through, everything you have gone through, all the hell, all the tears, all the trials, all the struggles, was to prepare you for this time and moment. It is your time to enter into center stage. This is your time. Glory be to God. This is what you was born for. This is what you was created for. This is what God had in mind in the first place. It's yours. Do you want it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so he entered into that ring. He was preparing. He said, you're right. He said, man, this is my fight. This is not your fight. I ain't mad because nobody else not fighting. Amen. This is mine. It's mine. I can do this. Glory be to God. Why? Because I'm fighting with a purpose. But he knew that in order to win, not only did he have to keep the purpose in mind, the reason that he was in the ring in the first place, but he knew that he had to fight according to the rules. Glory be to God. The kingdom has rules, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we live justly. The kingdom has rules. Glory be to God. That we walk in faith, walk in love. The kingdom has rules. And he knew that he had to abide by the rules because otherwise he was going to disqualify. As his opponent did the first time around. You don't want to be disqualified, beloved. Hallelujah. The battle is not given to the swift or to the strong. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he who endureth until the end. See, you don't want to disqualify. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord in the morning. He is Lord in the afternoon. He is Lord in the evening. He is Lord all day long. Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you qualified. Why? Because God called the unqualified. God calls the unqualified and he qualifies them. Ah, come on, somebody. I didn't say your education qualified you. I didn't say your body weight qualified you. I didn't say your beauty qualified you. I didn't say your credit report qualified you. Your neighborhood. No, no. God will qualify you. Oh, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Ah, yeah. He said, hear and do, hear and do, hear and do. Hallelujah. He said, now there's a minimum weight. Amen. There's some strict discipline. Glory be to God. We got to know that we are weighty in God's word. Amen. His spirit carries the weight. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that Christ has qualified you, and you have to train every day. You have to train in the spirit. You want to spend time with him in fellowship. You want to spend time with him in prayer. You want to spend time with him, glory be to God, in the reading of the word. You want to spend time with him. Why? Because then you get to know his voice. See, anybody you spend time with, can't nobody trick you. Glory be to God. You know that that's your baby's voice. Why? Because you spend time with them. Ah, come on. My sheep know hearing my voice, and another they will not follow. But he wanted them to know that you got a race to run. Now, the secret to his success was when he received the revelation that the game was not won in the ring, but the game was won before the fight. We heard Muhammad Ali, he bucked down on that thing because it's the truth. You win before the fight starts. You win before the bell rings. You won before you got out of bed this morning. Doggone it, you're a winner. When you was born again, you was born again as a winner. God didn't create no junk. You was created in God's image. Everything God did was good. When he made you, it was good. You was a winner from get-go. You got to know that. Glory be to God. You won before the referee said anything. You stepped into the ring a winner. Glory be to God, and you going to leave a winner. Ah, glory be to God. Because the fight, amen, is won in your mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. Beloved, if you think you can, if you think you can't, either way, you're right. It's up to you. We're sitting around waiting for God to do something. God said, I done did all I'ma did. Do, glory be to God. Jesus already declared it was finished. As he hung out on the cross on Calvary, glory be to God. God said, you humble yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll draw nigh to you. No, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He said you lost the last fight and you couldn't do certain things, amen, because you wasn't focused. See, and this is why Brother Paul says, amen, glory be to God, this one thing I do, I press toward the prize. I leave those things which are behind and I press towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hey, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, now, when you get in and when you get in the ring now, he said, you got to know when to slow down. You got to know when to accelerate. And you got to know when to hit the mark. See, you got to know. You got to, amen, you're not going to do it all at one time. You want to be in sync with the spirit. You want to be in sync with the rhythm of the atmosphere. You want to be in the moment. See? And you got to know when to move. You got to know when to stop. You got to know when to go. You got to know when to blow. You got to know. Glory be to God. And the Holy Spirit is going to lead you, because he will lead you, guide you, and direct you, and instruct you in the way that you should go. Psalms 32:8, which happens to be my life passage, by the way. Huh? Yeah, come on, somebody. And he said another thing, you got to fight the good fight of faith. We are told, beloved, in 1 Timothy, the fight, the good fight of faith. Now, we're not talking about no flesh and blood fight. So leave your gun where it is. Leave your knife where it is. The soda bottle. Leave all that behind. We're not talking about no carnal fight. We are fighting real demons. We are fighting, amen, real evil forces. Beloved, this thing is real. Show enough. If you believe it or not. And the only way you're going to win, amen, is to fight. Because violence only respects violence. We are on the defensive and the offensive all at the same time. See? Hallelujah. And you got to fight. You got to put the effort in. You got to be willing. Amen. Glory be to God to take a stand. Why? Because people are depending on you. That's why you can't lose. The world is depending on you. God is depending on you. Your family is depending on you. You depending on you. That's why you can't lose. Glory be to God. And so Rocky tells him, here we are, amen, here we are at the countdown now, amen. Adonis is ready to step into the ring, and he whispers into his ear, and he said, remember, now always remember why you are climbing these steps. What's your purpose in climbing? What's your purpose in being here? What's your purpose in going forward? What's your purpose in being promoted? We got to remember. You got to remember. You got to remember where you came from and where you're going. Ah, my God. Hey, my God, my God. And so here, amen, Adonis, he climbing through the ropes, amen, to fight the opponent on the opponent's turf. Now, that take a lot of balls, baby. That's a lot of balls. You hear what I'm saying? You fight the devil on his turf. Now, it's one thing, amen, if you're going to play the Eagles, amen, in Philly. It's another thing if you're going to play the Eagles, amen, in Arizona. He stepped to fight the enemy, the opponent, on the opponent's turf. Now, that's when all fear is gone. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's when you know you're ready. You're ready like Freddy. Glory be to God. And he stepped into that ring, a new man. He stepped into that ring with a new attitude, because your attitude will determine your aptitude. He stepped into that ring as a father, because now this second time around, his daughter was born. I think her name was Amara. Amen. She was born, and his family was with him. He had his wife. Amen. He had his mama. Amen. He had his daughter. His whole family was backing him up. Go boy. Go boy. And go boy. His wife was singing before the fight. What an exciting moment. Beloved, the Bible tells us that we have a host of angels encamped around about us, cheering us on, cheering us on, telling us to lay aside the weight, lay aside the sin. You can't fight with a bunch of garbage, bringing your luggage in, overweight and out of shape. Glory be to God. We have a host of angels and witnesses cheering us on, letting us know that we can do this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can do it. You can do it. Run, run, run. Fight, fight, fight. Hallelujah. This was the fight that the world was waiting to see. See, because it's not about you. This is what he whispered in Adonis' ear. And with that last second, he says, not about you. See, because you don't have to do this on your own. I come to tell you, you don't have to do this on your own. I come to tell you that God and Jesus has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you, even to the end of the world. God is with you. He's with you in the good times, the bad times. He's with you in the storm, in the rain. He's with you in the high rise and in the ghetto. He's with you. Doggone it, he ain't going to leave you. Now, you might leave him, but he ain't going to leave you. And you don't have to do this on your own. And so he steps in. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to rumble. Part two. Let's get ready to rumble. Oh, yeah. He got in. In the beginning, the first eight rounds, Drago was dominating the fight. It didn't look good. Sometimes it don't look good, Saints. But I want you to know that you win even when it looks like you're losing. I come to tell you, you can't lose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The enemy was knocking hard. Drago was knocking hard. Glory be to God. But Creed was not backing up. Oh, no, he was not backing up. He wouldn't give up. I hear the word speaking to, amen, his sons and daughters today, and says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap. If you faint not, don't quit. Don't give up, because winners never quit and quitters never win. I hear the spirit of the Lord saying, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Creed was standing up to the power. He said, I ain't going nowhere. He said, not this time, baby. Last time, shame on you. Shame on me. This time, shame on you. He said, not this time. Glory be to God. And his coach was over there in the corner and said, man, come on. That round was okay. One round at a time. One game at a time. One step at a time. But I want you to know that your opponent is about to bring the heat the next go round. He going to bring the heat because he mad now. He mad he didn't get you last time. He mad. Glory be to God. But I want you to know that even though he mad, you ready for it. You're ready for it. And he told him, this is what Rocky said. He said, I want you to extend the right and crack him with the left. extend the right and crack them with the left. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He says, stay in his face. Glory be to God. And when you see an opportunity, go after it. God said we ought to always pray and not to faint. What did God mean? God said we look for every opportunity to pray. We look for every opportunity to excel. We look for every opportunity to go forward. We're looking for the opportunities. Glory be to God. He knew it was going to be a war, but he knew that he wanted more. He wanted to win more than his opponent wanted to win. Beloved, how bad do you want to win? Ah, my God, my God. He knew he had more heart than his opponent had heart. Let me ask you a question this morning. How much heart do you have? And he knew what he was fighting for. Beloved, do you know what you're fighting for? Do you know what you're living for? Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? So here we go. Round one, round two, round three, round four, round five, round six, round seven, round eight, round nine, round 10. By the time it got to 10, only had two more rounds to go. Didn't look too good. Didn't look too good for the champ. Didn't look too good, amen, for Adonis. Didn't look too good. He was in the corner most of the time, amen, fighting his way out, amen. The crowd was saying, hey, no man should still be standing after being beat like this, huh? But he was still standing. When the devil gives you his best shot, you're still standing, huh? Devil came in and tried to make mockery of you, you're still standing, huh? Trying to humiliate you, you're still standing, huh? Trying to retaliate, you're still standing, huh? Glory be to God, put a death warrant out on you, still standing. Ah, come on, somebody, huh? Hallelujah. So Creed was able to manage to slip away between the hard knocks, and you best believe there's some hard knocks. Beloved, sometimes we get knocked pretty hard, and the Bible says, amen, though a man fall down seven times, he get back up again. Glory be. I want you to know that number seven is spiritual. See, so it don't make a difference if it's seven times or 17 times. It's not the fact that you got knocked down. It's the fact, amen, that you didn't stay down. Doggone it, you got back up again. And so what we saw here in the 11th round is that all the hard work that Adonis had done, all the practicing, all the preparation that he did in the desert was about to pay off. Dun, 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 dun. All the hard work in the desert, all the hard work in those dry places, those isolated places, those lonely places, those lonely nights, those crying nights, those weeping nights, all the work that he did was about to pay off. And the enemy definitely was not expecting what Creed was bringing. Oh, let me tell you, beloved, the Bible tells us to be as wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove. Hallelujah. You don't have to announce everything you're about to do. Just do it. So I can show you better than I can tell you. And so here it is in the 10th round, and they're cheering. Oh, he's up. He's up. Adonis is up. Creed is back on his feet. Glory be to God. And so the referee had to make sure that he was mentally stable to go the last two rounds. And he kept asking, what's your name, boy? What's your name? What's your name? He said, my name is Creed. My name is Creed, and I am dangerous. I can take the pain, and I'm in danger. I am dangerous. I come to ask you this morning, what is your name? What is your name? Glory be, don't you know that God knows your name? Don't you know that God is cheering for you? God is rooting for you? What is your name? God is giving you a new name. Do you know who you are? Creed says, I know my name. Oh, I'm in my right mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My mind is stayed in peace because God will give those peace whose mind who stayed on him. He said, don't worry about it. I'm not delusional. I know my name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was a wild turn of events. Oh, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. God will flip the switch so quick. Gotta move in with divine speed. Gotta come in and overtake you with the blessing. One day you down, the next day you up. Joseph had been, amen, deceived by his brothers. amen, went to, left, put him in the pit, amen, he went from the pit to the prison. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that Joseph was elevated from the prison to the palace in one day. Don't you tell me what difference a day will make. You went to bed last night broke, woke up the next morning a millionaire. You went to bed one night sick, woke up the next morning healed. You went to bed one night single, woke up the next morning married. Glory be to God. Don't you tell me the difference. It don't take God long to move. God can do in 5 seconds, in a moment. But you've been trying to do for 35 years. He's God. All power is in his hands. All authority is in his hands. And he has given that power and authority to all who will believe. It's yours. It's yours. It was a wild turn of events. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw it coming. Here, the most likely to fail was now winning. Come on. The crowd couldn't believe that Creed was still on his feet. And guess what? When the 12th round came around, guess who won? Guess who won? Creed was declared the champion. I come to tell you this morning that you win and the devil lose. I want you to know that you win and the devil lose. It's a fixed fight, baby. But you got to contend for it. You can't run away from it. You can't be fearful. Glory, you got to know if I live or if I die, I got to do this. But guess what? I'm not going to die. But I'm going to live and declare the words of the Lord. And beloved, we see at the end where he defends his title. He defends his name. He creates his own legacy. Hey, 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 hey. God does give us the power to get well. Amen. He was declared the conqueror, and he did it because it was his fight. I come to give you some good news today that you haven't been declared the conqueror, but you have been declared more than a conqueror. Ooh, that's some heavy stuff there. So how was this done? As I wrap up this message. First, he won because he changed his thinking. You can't continue to think the same way. You can't continue to think the same way. Somebody called that insanity. Glory be to God. To want something different, but keep thinking the same old way. Remember, if you want to change some things in a big way, you got to make some big changes. He started thinking like a winner. It was no way possible for him to lose. It was no way possible for him to fail. He got rid of fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. He had to break the thought barrier. Beloved, in order to win, you got to break the thought barriers. Because you have some barriers. The enemy has built up strongholds in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us we got to pull down those strongholds. You have to pull down those failure barriers, those barriers of failure and limitations. And know that God will anoint you to run through a troop and leap over a wall. God will bring down the invisible and the invincible walls. He will teach your hands to fight and your fingers to fight and your hands to war. Your hands to war and your fingers to fight. The decision was made first up here. It's time to break through the barriers of limitations. You got to know that God is rooting on you. You got to know that you can do it. You was born to do it. Stop running. Stop running. God has not given us anything for our back. He's given us something for our head, something for our chest, something for our waist, something for our feet. He's given us a sword and a shield and the power of prayer, but he has not given us anything for our back. You know why? Because goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. They got your back. Stop being scared. Roger Bannister, most of you know him, amen, back in the 50s, amen, he broke the 4-minute run, the 4-minute mile run. Before then, they said it couldn't be done. Couldn't nobody break it in 4 minutes. No way. It was impossible to be done. See? But what did Roger Bannister do? He broke the thought barriers. And he did it. And since that time, people have been breaking it ever since. He set the status quo. Beloved, it's time for you to set some status quos in your life, in your environment, in your family, in your neighborhood. I mean, the world is waiting for you. You have to think on the things of God. What are you thinking on? He tells us in the book of Philippians, think on these things, chapter 4, things that are honest, virtuous, lovely, of good report. What are you thinking on? Where's your thoughts? I'm not thinking on nothing. Bad news. Bad news. Why? Because idle time becomes the devil's playground. You have to think on the things of God. He said, meditate on my word day and night, and ye shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. These are the principles of success, and God does have success principles. See, beloved, if you don't think that you can do something, you know what? And you see it all around you. People all around you. They don't think they can do something, they won't even try. Are you going to try? No, I ain't going to try, because they truly believe that they can't do it. You got to know that you can do it, and I'm going to prove it by trying. And I'm going to try, and I'm going to try. And if I fall down, I'm going to try again, and I'm going to keep trying, because I ain't going to stop. I'm not going to quit. Huh? I'm going to keep doing this thing until I get it. Hey, my God, sookie, 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 sookie. They went round the walls of Jericho 7 times, and on the last day, amen, they went round 7 times 7. Naaman dipped in that dirty water 7 times, not just 1 time, glory be to God, 7 times. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed the same prayer 3 times, and he was Jesus. Beloved, you don't want to be listed as a failure, because God didn't make you one. And if you want to be a failure, that's on you. Because God showing up did not have that in mind. He said that his thoughts of you was to bring you to an expected end. So in your thinking, right now, this moment, how big is your God? Stop focusing on the size of the opponent. Stop focusing on the size of the circumstances and the situations and the dilemma. And I want you to focus on how big is your God? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, even the devil himself is in trouble. I hear some people say that God and one man is a majority. I beg to differ. And to let you know that God is the majority all by himself. A creed didn't stop. Because in his mind, it could be done. It could be done. Roger Bannister didn't stop. Because in his mind, it could be done. What's your attitude today? You gonna keep going, or you gonna stop? You gonna keep going, or you gonna stop? You got to know in your mind that it can be done. Allow your thoughts and your thinking to be stretched. Allow God to expand your capacity to receive. And you win, even though it looks like you was losing. Let's get ready to rumble. My God, my God. Woo! I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. We're going to come back next week with part 3. Yeah, get to the movie theater right quick. So you know what I'm talking about. Get to the movie theater, see Creed 3. We're coming back with part 3 next week. Let me tell you something, baby. You are armed and extremely dangerous when you're on the Lord's side. Now, if you're not on the Lord's side, you can get on the Lord's side right now. You don't have to wait till next week. Don't have to wait till tomorrow. Don't have to wait till the night. Right now, the moment that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me for my sins. I open my mouth, I open my heart, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and I invite him to come and live in my heart, to rule, to reign, to show me the way. Thank you for forgiving me for my sins. Now help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Bam, bam, bam. Oops, there it is. And the angels are rejoicing. And so are we. Amen. We are rejoicing too. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you, champ. The devil didn't see that one coming. How God just swiped you out of Satan's kingdom and adopted you into his royal kingdom. No, the devil didn't see that one coming. You're championing you. Come on, reach out to us here at lifewayjesusamen.org. Amen. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and we want to send you out, amen, some information, amen, and materials to help you to grow until your full salvation. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. We're asking you to consider, amen, sowing a seed into the soil of God's word. Amen. Why? Because the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And there's several ways you can contact us at our website, lifewayjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. Amen. And you can find that address on our website. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, GLENSIDEPA 19038. Cash App address, $ Lifeway Jesus. And we thank you for your faithful giving. Amen. All right. So, amen. Check us out. Amen. We have services every day in this ministry, starting 5 o'clock in the morning, social media, 6 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, the altar of prayer 2 times a day at 12 noon and 9, Wednesday night Bible study, amen, and the list goes on and on and on, and there's still some more to come, amen. So we'll be back with you, amen, next week, amen, giving you round 3, amen, of the rumble, of the rumble. And always remember that you win and the devil lost. The work of the cross cannot be undone. God has already sealed the deal, and you are declared the winner. But you got to know it. You got to act like it. You got to talk like it. You got to walk like it. I love you. Amen. I got to go. All right. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Everybody have a good week and a good weekend. Amen. And we'll be back next week with part 3, Lord willing. All right. Have a good day.
He said, you know my name. As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it.
I love it.
You know my name. He said it again. He said, you know my name. Yeah, yeah. You know my name. Mm-hmm. He said, and oh, how you walk with me. Yeah. Woo! And oh, I hear you say, oh, how you tell me, and oh, how you tell me that I am your own. Let's say it real loud together. You know my name. You know my name. Walking with you, and know how you talk with me.
Know how you talk with me.
Oh, how you tell me, and
let's just take the next 30 seconds and somebody just say something to him. Come on, raise up your voices and tell him how awesome he is. God, you're faithful. You're the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. God, I adore you. God, we honor you tonight. Somebody just worship him. You're faithful, God. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my life. You're my keeper. God, my strength. God, my father. God, you're my help. God, you're my comfort. God, you're my joy and my deliverance. Somebody just worship the Father tonight.
If you know
that no battle can defeat you, I wish you would raise up a worship to our God who has already won the victory. Thank you. Thank you,